We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, and Max Power here for your entertainment and expanding your knowledge.
Unlikely, but you never know.
You never know. How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
It was good. You were there for significant...
I was only there Thursday. I never heard hide nor hair of you. Or saw. You can only see hide nor hair. You can't really hear hide nor hair. So I didn't see hide nor hair.
Well, I didn't see you either, and I didn't hear from you either.
Of course, it'd be hard to see hair.
Thanks. You got plenty of it.
See, just, I just hit
just
the ground
not on my
running.
Head.
Week off, you'd never know it.
Did you know that male baldness is a sign of testosterone, which I have in spades?
Yeah, you're one of the most testosterone people I've ever met.
Thanks.
869-1240, that's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. It's good to be back after a relaxing week off. How'd it go with Duda?
Oh, we had a wonderful time.
Other than
time.
Your failed attempt at a joke.
Oh, I nearly got that off, and that's good enough. It was a struggle, but we made it work Monday and Tuesday. We had some good guests, had some fun conversations.
In other words, it didn't go that well.
It went fine. And Duda, who will be in with you on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
We got our office Christmas party.
Well, that'll be fun. This early, huh?
I know. It's bizarre, but this is when... A lot of out-of-towners are in the office, so...
So where are you holding this thing?
Downstairs, and then the marketing and design team, which I'm a part of, we're headed to see Christmas lights.
Well, how about that?
On the party bus.
Does your wife and kids get to go?
No, just my wife, so you might be hanging with the youngster on Thursday night.
What?
How about that?
Whatever we need to do, you know we do it. Here's the show today. A typical Monday with Kendall Gammon from the Chiefs Radio Network. Kansas City blew up Oakland yesterday. I am now officially...
Just say it and let's get it done with.
I'm officially... What an embarrassment.
Well, they've been an embarrassment. They were never good. They beat a bunch of bad teams at home.
You get a chance to do something relatively special... And you go lose to the Jets, who, by the way, lost to the Bengals yesterday.
Right.
And then you get blown up. And Kansas City didn't even need to. They could have played 40 guys out of the stands yesterday and won that game. Mahomes barely looked like he was interested. It was an embarrassment.
They're not capable, the Raiders, of winning that game. They're just not.
Do I completely blow up Raider Nation? Do I take this microphone today and say, you people...
What's the point?
I don't
know.
Not
I good. Feel, they weren't good enough to win that
I
game.
I feel a need to lash out.
They could play that game 100 times and they maybe
You're right.
would win once.
And they could play it 100 times and Derek Carr would throw at least one interception in each of those games. At 4:40 or thereabouts, Mark Mangino to discuss college football as we enter conference championship week. Chris Peterson surprises the world by stepping down at Washington. And at 525 today, Andale state champs in Class 3A. We'll talk to their coach, Dylan Schmidt.
My homies.
As we wrap up high school football. Pretty productive week for the home crowd. I was very disappointed that Northwest didn't win.
Yeah, I thought they'd get it done against Mill
my
Valley.
My feeling, following the game on Twitter, my feeling is that Northwest played probably its worst game.
Offensively, for sure.
Now, I want to know if I'm accurate in that assessment, because it just didn't seem like Northwest played well.
They didn't have that breakthrough offensively like they've had in so many games. They scored 80 in the previous week. So
now, give Mill Valley some credit. They're not new to this game.
But Northwest needs to go.
This is their third state title.
Northwest needs to go beat Mill Valley.
Andrew gets us going on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Jeff. How are we doing today?
Good.
I'm living life. I wanted to ask you a question, Bob. I know you're disappointed with your Raiders and you're starting to move on to the Ravens, but I just want to know why does Mitchell Trubisky get so much bad hate, but then Derek Carr just kind of adds Derek Carr?
I think Derek Carr gets quite a bit of bad hate. I mean, Derek Carr's a nice guy, but nice guys, as who said that?
Finished last, the Leo DeRocher.
Yeah. Nice guys, Andrew, like yourself, finished last.
Here's why.
Just kidding, Andrew.
Here's why Derek Carr doesn't get that level of hate, because it wasn't a wasted draft pick. Derek Carr, in his early seasons, proved himself to be capable. He's just lost it. That wasn't a bad pick. The Bears pick of Trubisky was an awful pick at the time.
And you didn't say that at the time.
Everybody said that. They booked him over Watson and Mahomes. And
you got to admit, Andrew, that was a bleak moment for your Bears.
You know, it was rough, but I'm kind of seeing a turnaround right now, so you never know. Maybe he'll snap out of it, and you never know. Maybe it was just a little bit of a sophomore season, as they say.
He played well against the Detroit Lions, but I wouldn't put a lot of stock in that.
Okay, we'll see. We got a decent schedule coming ahead of us. It's nice and tough. We'll really see. And we got Hicks coming back. So I'm excited to see how this rest of the season goes.
Thank you, Andrew. Always a pleasure.
You guys have a marvelous day.
There you go. There's
Bears
Andrew.
Bears have some
a
hope.
Nice guy who's not going to finish last, by the way. Andrew will finish toward the top.
In what?
Whatever he decides
in
he
life?
Wants to do.
Is that what you're saying?
Whatever he wants to do. I am very high on Andrew. If I could buy stock in a young person, I'd buy some stock in him.
How much would you put into him? Maybe $1,000?
I'd put a significant amount of money. Or let's say he was a 21 wheel, I'd put all in on Andrew.
Well, there you go.
Wait a minute. These analogies are very good.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I don't know why you don't want to hear more.
I was going to tell you the teams who still have hope and the teams that have lost hope. That may have had it going into the weekend. And number one at the top of that list is the Cleveland Browns. Lost hope. Embarrassing performance at Pittsburgh.
You're an embarrassment.
Why am I an embarrassment?
Because you picked the Browns and the Jets at the start of this season.
Who knew that Adam Gase and Freddie Kitchens would be such
disasters?
Well,
disasters? Why didn't you know?
I don't know.
I mean, who were my Super Bowl picks? Max, did you happen to write all that down? I don't think Max wrote.
I had Kansas
unknown
City.
Unknown user. How do you say that?
You had
unknown user.
You had Minnesota and Kansas City, and I had Kansas City and Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's gone.
No,
talk
fine.
About a lost cause.
Lost to
I'd
Miami.
I'd like to see the sixth playoff team. Unknown user, if you're listening, tweet that back to me.
No, don't.
I'd like to.
There's no need.
What's wrong with my voice again?
I see you got research hat.
My life on radio may be short term. My voice is starting to go.
We've noticed.
Is that noticeable out there?
Yeah, we weren't going to say anything until.
No, really. Did you and Duda talk about it?
No.
Is it a thing though?
I don't think so. I think everybody struggles with their voice.
I don't know what it is.
When
it's
they
like
talk
the
as
feedback
much.
And the headphones. I hear myself too well.
Well, you don't have to have the headphones on.
I like having them on. It's a comfort thing.
Fair enough.
I could not do the show like this. I would feel lost. Now, for those of you not watching at home,
you're
just
put
took
your
the
headphones back
off.
On.
Now I'm putting them back on. Oh.
Feels great. They're
feel
blue.
A lot, I feel a lot better.
You got a purple mic sock or whatever those things
I
are
I feel
called.
A lot better, actually.
Very colorful.
With the headphones on. Here's the question I ask on Twitter today. Now we don't do the quickie poll with the regularity we used to because frankly,
I've run out of questions.
But today I ask, and now it's a month or so, almost a month since the Wind Surge unveiled the name of the team. And by the way, I bought some gear.
I've noticed. Did you buy me any?
Two hats, a sweatshirt, and a shirt for my wife.
Very nice.
So how do you feel about the name now? Love it, 5%. And that's about as high as it's going to go.
It's down to three now.
Accepted it, 53%. Don't like it one bit, 42%. So if you're the wind surge people, are you okay with that? Well, they've accepted it. We got at least 58% who have either accepted it or love it.
Well, now it's 53, and 47s don't like it one bit.
But would they be okay with that?
Not really.
But that's a better.
You should have put love it, like it, accepted it. Because
no, I love it.
Too much.
Accepted
between,
it means like it.
No, it doesn't. Too much between love and accepted.
Too so much like distance. Should have been part of it?
I think so. Then you would have covered all the
if
bases.
If I accept it, I mean, I like it. I like it, okay.
No,
that's
just
tone
I'm not
going to
go riot in the streets.
Here's my tone for accepting. I like it. It's all right.
No, I don't think so. If you like it,
accept it. It's okay. That's like. Here's Earl next on the drive. Hey, Earl.
Well, good day to you, Raider fan Bob. Hey, I was curious for Chiefs Nation if you're going to make good on your bet when the Chiefs beat the brakes off of your Raiders.
Don't remember the bet? Probably
you
won't make good on it.
You are going to say something kind about Jeff every day up until Christmas.
Wow.
You are going to give him a hug to start the show.
I
don't remember that either, but
that doesn't even sound plausible.
Well, it's a much better bet than eating a turkey sandwich. Goodness gracious. Bob, you got to do something here because you are crowing like a rooster. We're going to win. We're Raiders. We're back.
I don't know that I've.
You did. You couldn't
wait. Did I do
that,
Jeff?
I don't think so.
See, Jeff says.
I don't remember
but
I don't remember anything.
You're back with me because, you know, he's still trying to get out of his bet with me.
What's our bet,
Bob? That bet was that Cleveland's going to make the AFC Championship game. We doubled down on the BlackBerry Smoke tickets.
Okay.
$40 for the loss, Jeff.
Gosh dang it.
That was clear.
He reminded you of that. But that's why I felt it was a good opportunity to let Bob know that we can probably let you off the hook for that bet if he follows through with the bet terms I just said.
Did you watch that entire game yesterday,
nice.
Earl?
Absolutely, I watched that entire
game,
Bob.
That was a horrible football game.
It was not the greatest football game. No, it was not.
And the Raiders made it that way. That's not a shot at the Chiefs. The Raiders are an embarrassment.
Look, when I dance with my wife, people say we're good dancers. No, it's because I suck and she's real good. So the Chiefs, you know, tried to pull that game along with their goodness. And it's hard to do when you're carrying the weight of a blocked extra point for 2 point team. And Derek Carr can't go into Arrowhead without throwing at least two interceptions. That place is his house of horrors. He dreams at night and screams in a wet sweat because he doesn't want to see Arrowhead ever again. But Gruden's face was good. Gruden's face all game long. Did you watch that?
Gruden's face is like that, whether they're winning or losing.
No, he has a little special Arrowhead face. So it'd probably look like Jeff eating that hot pepper, or at least pooping the hot pepper, one of the two.
Thanks, Earl. And on that note, your run.
I think he
not
got
really
through
run.
It.
I think it was.
We didn't really run him.
But you know what? If people have it in their mind that I might run them, maybe we'll get a little better call here.
You're not going to run anybody.
Here's Raider Nate. And I'm sorry to say your name with such disapproving tone because you're a great guy. You've just been misguided, Nate. Somebody got to you when you were young, and basically they sold you a bill of goods, and I feel bad for you.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I just got back from a week-long vacation watching the Shockers in Cancun, and you know what? We could have lost 70-0. I still would be feeling pretty good about the future of our franchise. So,
well, wait a minute. What does one have to do with the other? Wait, and let me finish this question. Are you telling me that because you were in the sun and surf of Cancun that the Raiders became, well, whatever happens there, I'm okay with?
I was watching the Jets-Raiders game on my flight down, and I couldn't watch the entirety of the second half. So I kind of thought, you know what, no Raiders thinking on my mind this week. Let's just focus on the Shockers, and that's, I guess that's what I get, is for not focusing on the Raiders. Is a 40-9
Shockers didn't perform as well as you hoped they would either in the game against
West
Virginia.
They didn't perform. Yeah, that West Virginia game was a little rough to watch. But you know what? I'm actually leaving on Friday to fly to Oakland to watch him play the Titans. So hope they can get that one. Maybe
oh,
we can
man, Nate.
Spot.
Nate, you know you're my guy. I don't know,
hey,
man.
I'm buying an extra season ticket for Vegas, and you're coming every trip.
Thanks, Nate. Listen, it was so exciting to get behind Raider Nation. I'll be honest.
There is no nation.
No, really, there is a nation.
No, there's not.
It was exciting to get behind it. It was like the future is exciting. What can this franchise do?
Nothing.
They've got a great running back in Josh Jacobs.
Well, that's not.
But what they've done these last 2 weeks with so much to play for is that they've not risen to the occasion one iota.
Fair.
They have not competed against either the Jets or the Jets.
They're not good.
Or the Chiefs. Let me talk.
The Raiders are bad.
I'm addressing Raider Nation.
There is no
nation.
This
isn't me addressing you.
This is
you're out of this conversation.
You've got
you
like
might as well be over in the
farmhouse
watering the daisies because I'm not talking to you right now. I'm addressing Raider Nation.
There isn't anybody.
You should be embarrassed for this team, and you should say, you know what? I'll get back to you when you get serious. But this is not a serious attempt at being a winning football team.
What do you mean you? If you're in
Raider Nation.
If you're in it, that's we. Are you in it?
Not now.
Then you're out.
They're you to me.
If you're not in, you're out.
You know who's me or we
No.
right now?
No, because I already claimed those guys.
No, not really.
I did.
I wish I had
the
those postseason picks to throw in your face. Because both of my teams are still right in the mix. Minnesota with a big one tonight against the Seattle Seahawks. That's a good game.
It is a good game. It's in Seattle. I like my Seahawks.
And I love the game yesterday between Baltimore and San Francisco, even though it was played in the rain. That was football. You understand that?
Yeah, this again.
No, really.
Just because it rained?
That was a true test of perseverance, strength, and execution.
And platitudes.
What do you mean?
That's all you're saying.
Did you watch the game?
No, I watched the Browns game.
Why in the world? So you are a Browns fan.
Well, that's the game I watched.
Well, that says it all. And I thought you were a Ravens fan. Virgil, 869-1240. See how I got you there? See what I did?
You didn't get me. I just wanted to see what game
you have
was
said
on
that you're a Ravens fan, yet in their biggest game of the year against the 49ers, you chose to watch the Browns?
Yeah, I didn't want the Ravens to
lose. Well, that's
just
astounding.
I didn't want to see the Ravens lose. They would have hurt. Browns lose, you brush them off, say, what an absolute disaster.
That is astounding to me.
There's nothing astounding about it.
You just admitted on this show that your proclamation of being a Ravens fan was a false one.
I am a Ravens fan. I love Lamar Jackson. Who wouldn't?
But you didn't even watch them.
Well, there's two games going on at once. What am I supposed to do?
Watch your favorite team. That's what you're supposed to do.
The Browns are my favorite team. They're just not the team that I like right now.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is what I can do. Put a witness stand up there for me.
Yeah. I'll admit
that. I'll get you to admit to anything.
I don't think that was what it was.
You just admitted you're a Browns fan.
But I like the Ravens better.
No.
Isn't that
it doesn't
how that
work that way. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
I like the idea of the Browns. They're my favorite uniform. My favorite player is Lamar Jackson, who plays for the Ravens.
Well, they had Kareem Hunt in the lineup yesterday.
I know.
Did that affect your fandom?
Of course. I don't really like the Browns. There is not really many likable guys on that
team. But yet you watch them.
Baker Mayfield is a travesty.
Yet you watch them over, quote-unquote, your Ravens.
I thought we could handle the Steelers with Duck.
We?
Duck Hodgkins or whatever his name is.
You have absolutely. Let's get John in before we take a break and visit with Kendall Gammon. John, what you've heard in the last 2 minutes is pretty astounding. Apparently not to John. John, are you there?
Hello?
Go, John.
Hey, yeah. Jeff, I thought you had said that once the Browns played Kareem Hunt, you were done with them. How come you're watching them? Didn't he play?
He played. That has nothing to do with anything.
You said
last year when they picked him up that the day he came on, you were done with the Browns.
I am done with the Browns. But I still like the Browns.
Instead of the team that you like.
Yet he watched the Browns.
Yeah, how much sense does that make?
It makes a plenty of sense if you live in my head.
Thank you, John. Let's get a break in on that note, because I need to get out of my head after hearing that.
It makes perfect sense.
Kendall Gammon, color commentator, Chiefs Radio. You can hear the Chiefs, of course, on our sister station, KNSS. This segment brought to you every week by Rusty Eck Ford and Midwest Kia. Kendall joins us next. This is The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.